There used to be a saying about a song. It was great as long as it had a good beat and was easy to dance to. For the simpler days when songs were just ditties and lyrics made no kind of sense. But now, music fans and critics expect songwriters to actually say something, to create art. Blender.com is not only asking, but demanding it, and has decided to call out the worst wordsmiths in music. A bunch of writer types have compiled a list of what Blender calls the 40 worst offenders, from Alanis Morissette to will.i.am to Scott Stapp from Creed. No arms wide open there. Representing the judges' table is John Dolan, senior critic at Blender.com. Okay, so what pushed you folks at Blender over the edge, John? What made you sit down in a room and say, we need to compile this list?
Oh, well, I mean, I think that it's just sort of one of these, rock music tends to be best when it's rock music, unlike a lot of other art forms, is good because it's stupid. And when it becomes self-conscious about being stupid, like the Ramones or something, it's pretty fun. When it decides that, that's not quite enough and it starts to read too much or discover, Eastern mysticism or, take on sort of writerly or, political or pretensions, it usually tends to get worse. And so we kind of looked around for basically the worst offenders, like you say, of sort of, egregious, not just egregious sort of pretension, but also the worst offenders, like, say, Diane Warren, of a sort of Moon, June, Spoon, Baby Crazy, Maybe kind of, lyrical sort of, bad rhymes, stupid conceit, stuff like that.
All right, let's dive right in. At number 31, you say, Carly Simon, you're so vain. Let's play the clip. Okay, yacht, apricot, I heard that. Keep going, wait. All right, I had to go look up gavotte. So I might be with you there.
A lot of people think it's watch yourself go by. But of course it's not. That wouldn't be stupid and pretentious. Gavotte is, kind of a dance. So he's Warren Beatty stops and looks in the mirror and turns and gavottes and, and Ascot or whatever, it's one of the greatest. It's also great too because, if you use that's an awesome song. But if you when you bring out your worst rhymes for the single, that becomes your sort of characteristic, greatest standard. That shows arrogance and pomposity that we obviously value on this list.
I like that you made ascot rhyme with yacht and apricot. You could have been
well,
there to help
that's
her out.
It's, yeah, well, I guess in the tradition of Carly, it's like that inspires I guess that kind of. That kind of we all are infected by the poetic soul of Carly Simon.
All right, the poetic soul of Kevin Federline is up next at number 30. Popo Zowl, let's play this. That genius I do shout, I descended Popo Zowl. In Portuguese, it means bring your ass on the floor and we'll bass. I want to see a kitty and a little bit of want to know where I go when I'm in your city. I'm just gonna let you go with that one. I'm not touching it.
Well, what I like about that song is that not only he's he wants to see your kitty and know what to do, but it's funny, he wants to see your kitty, then he wants to know what to do in your city. So it's like after you get naked, I'm gonna need to go eat. So what do I do? It's
do you have a Zagat?
Yeah, exactly. It's like it gets 21. Well, the funny thing about that song too is it's one of the only songs where the title is it's a one word title and it's a factual error. Like he says,
yeah.
It says bring your ass to the dance floor. Papuzao is a Portuguese slang, Brazilian slang. Doesn't mean that, of course.
No, it means like having junk in the trunk.
Yes. Exactly. And so not only is he starting off, on the dumb foot, he gets dumber and dumber.
What did you expect? Come on,
yeah,
man.
I mean, and Federline's kind of a funny example because in that case, a lot of these guys, it's the music, and in the case of Federline, it's certainly the man. His album is, writes this record full of, kind of standard hip-hop brags, but we have, daily documentary evidence on YouTube and throughout the sort of, gossip universe that he's a complete idiot. So maybe in another age, an earlier, more a simpler time, the 80s, for instance, maybe he could have got away with some of this stuff. But
oh, well, let's walk back to the 80s.
All
at
right.
Number 13, we have Genesis, Firth of Fifth. I'm already
well,
with you on this one. Oh, it's late 70s. It was old Genesis.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Genesis are kind of interesting. We chose them. I mean, obviously, progressive rock in the 70s is full of these kind of guys. Jethro Tull,
Sticks.
Yes, things, Sticks. What's interesting about Genesis, though, is that you know, they have, you know, when they're around, they have a lot. They have a, you know, pretentious album, like a kind of a book report album about Wuthering Heights. They have an album based on the myth of Hermaphroditus. They you know, they do these stupid pretentious things, but then when they break up, all five of them continue to be pretentious in different realms.
So, like, you know, they Peter Gabriel. Come
out,
on.
Like, they were kind of like, you know, like the A-team or like, they, you know, they would go and sort of, you know, go to different, you know, go to different, like, you know, they'd write, you know, Phil Collins wrote a really stupid song about homelessness and a really stupid song about South Africa. And he
Dude, it's just another day for you and me in paradise.
It's just, it's, you know, it's so true. I mean, that's what political, good political writing is, you know. It's like it captures the moment, and you know, he doesn't have to say that, you know. He can, it says nothing without saying anything.
I got to jump straight to number one. The big offender, according to Blender.com, is Sting.
Indeed.
Don't stand so close to
well,
me. Hang
one.
On, let's listen to it for people who don't remember this gem. Okay, pretentious reference number one. You call this the Google News song.
Well, that's actually more of like sort of like Sting's thing is like, you know, the book report rock, where it's like he doesn't just, like, you know, it's good to read books, and you shouldn't make fun of rock bands or anybody for reading, but Sting seems to read books only to write songs about them. Like, you know, he's like, done, got it, sweet, I finished War and Peace before the records, you know, got to get in or whatever. In that case, you know, that's, Sting was an English teacher in before he was in a band.
Yeah, we all know that story.
Right, of course. So, like, and so in that case, he's signaling hey, I'm smart. And, you know, in the early Police era, it's like, well, hey, you know, he's got a lot of fun, cute songs, too. But once he you know, realized, you know, sort of he became the sort of thinking woman sex symbol in the mid-80s, he begins to offend every cardinal rule of bad songwriting. He has the Wikipedia entry songs. You know, he has the, like you say, you know, the Google alerts kind of songs. He has the political songs where it's like he's the only one who can understand that the Cold War is bad.
Yes.
You know, these things, you know, he's the only one.
The Russians love their children, too,
you know,
John.
Exactly. And like, or like he's got a song about Bush where he's like, you know, only I could see through your lies, you know. It's like, it's sort of like, you know, not only is like incredibly simplistic, it's incredibly pompous.
You've made your point well. John Dolan, senior critic at Blender.com. Thanks for being with us.
The fact that Sting could be on this list and not for Fields of Gold blows my mind.